Hello, good afternoon. My name is Mary, and I am calling from Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, apartment, condominium, manufactured, or mobile home? Okay, thank you very much. Now, do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Okay. Please tell me what year was your home built, in case you know.
2006.
Okay. Thank you very much. And how many years have you been in, have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Let's see. 13.
13 years. Okay. Now, have you or any adults in your household have experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, hurricane category 1, category 2, 3, 4, or 5?
Yes.
Okay, which ones?
I don't know. A hurricane.
Okay, will you say category 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5?
Let's say 3.
Okay, and do you know, or can you tell me the name or the year of the hurricane?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much. So, give me just a minute. Now, have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the estimated damage in dollars?
I don't remember.
Thank you very much. And can you tell me what were the primary causes of the damage to your home? Was it the debris and the wind? Okay. The wind, debris breaking windows, damaging the roof.
It knocked over a tree that took our fence down and it damaged our roof.
So it was trees falling on your house?
It fell on our fence, not on our house.
Okay. Any damage to the roof or the windows?
The roof was damaged by the wind, not by the tree. And the windows were fine.
Thank you very much. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane related to a tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not
somewhat
too vulnerable? Okay. Now, if a serious hurricane threatens your home, how will you prepare?
I'll leave.
Okay. Now, when will you begin to prepare your home from a hurricane? When
we're
a hurricane
already prepared. This is stupid. We're already prepared for the hurricane.
Thank you. I just have a few more questions. Keep in mind that your opinion is really important to us. So, considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself in your home from a hurricane damage? Are you very certain?
Very certain.
Thank you very much. I want you to please tell me your top 3 sources of information. Internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper, print media.
Radio, TV, newspaper.
Thank you very much. Now, on scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how will you rate your household preparedness?
5.
Thank you very much. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? Loss of income or employment, cost of insurance, cost of child care, transportation costs, cost of food and other essentials, cost of housing, property taxes, or nothing has affected your hurricane preparedness? Thank you. Now, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Florida.
Thank you. Now, what is the letter designation for the flood zone? Is it A, B, or C? Okay.
Don't know.
Thank you. And when will you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management... Okay. Thank you. Now, if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter? To the house of a friend or family? Another location within
another
the state?
Another house of a friend or family.
Okay. And how many vehicles are available in the household?
Two.
Thank you very much. We're almost done, okay? Now, do you know what is the dollar amount deductible in your home insurance policy?
No.
Okay. How confident are you that you could come with up to $2,000 for unexpected hurricane damage? Are you certain that you... Okay. Thank you very much. Now, how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Did it increase, it remained the same?
Increase.
Okay, and it increased between 1% to 10% or over 10%?
Over 10%.
Okay, and in the last 1 to 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
Over 10% as well?
Oh, yeah.
In the last 3 to 5 years and 5 to 10 years?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change insurance provider, increase amount of the deductible, decrease coverage, or you just continue to pay in a higher
continue
rate?
Continue to pay it.
Thank you. Now, if you can insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value?
I have no idea. No idea.
Thank you. We're almost done. Now, which of the following will you consider taking of insurance costs and home ownership costs were continuing to increase at the current rate or higher? Will you move to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or you will not move from your home?
Not moving.
Okay. Now, in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Will you consider that if your mortgage was paid off?
No.
Okay. Now, if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government, or the government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
All of the above.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
5.
Okay, and that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
Sure.
Okay, will you say that you have reasonable confidence, very high confidence?
Reasonable.
Okay, and that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
What? I didn't understand that.
That new developments take into account hurricane wind risk? How much confidence do you have from 1
Some.
To 5? That would be like reasonable confidence?
3.
Okay. And that new developments take into account flood risks?
5.
Okay. And that building codes are as strict as they should to be mitigate loss?
1.
Okay. We're almost done, okay? Now, I just want to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected?
No.
Okay. You don't believe it's happening? Or
no, I don't believe
happening?
It's happening, and no, I don't believe it will affect our house.
Okay. Now, most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters and 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely, moderate, somewhat concerned, slightly. Okay. Thank you very much. Now, when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family or to job?
Neighborhood.
You can select three. Okay. What other characteristics?
Closeness to family.
Okay. You can select one more. Will you say the schools, crime, the price, perhaps,
crime.
Taxes? Okay. Thank you very much. Now, how long do you plan on living in your current address?
I have no plans to leave. Indefinitely.
Okay. So that will be like more than 20 years, right?
Yes.
Okay, so finally, I just have a few general background questions and we will be finished. Could you please tell me your age?
No.
Okay. And what is your gender?
Female.
Thank you. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Two.
Okay, and how many are under 12 years old or 65 or old? Thank you very much. Now, what is your marital status?
Married.
Thank you very much. And what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
Master's degree.
Okay, thank you very much. Are you Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Thank you very much. And what racial groups do you identify yourself with?
Caucasian.
Okay. And what language is most spoken
English.
In your home? Thank you very much. And can you please tell me which is the income range for
no,
your household?
No, I won't tell you that.
So those were all the questions that I had. Thank you very much for your time and your
Bye.
Participation. Have a great day.
Bye.